It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like the love child of a quasar and all of your regrets. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 2-6.
Yeah, AJ?
I have a question.
You're gonna have to talk up a little. Horse head's kind of babbling, so it's...
Well, actually, my question's about babbling. Have you noticed that Papa's kind of, like, muttering under his breath all the time? It's, like, weird. It's like he's hearing something and he's talking.
I don't know. Plek's always talking to himself.
It's always, like, this embarrassing motivational stuff from day team.
Hey, C, have you noticed that Plek's been acting... I don't know.
He's just muttering.
He's certainly acting a little different, but also keep in mind that he had a destiny that was fulfilled. Now, understandably, he's feeling a little lost.
Yeah, that's probably right, but sniveling and muttering under your breath.
Well, Dar's not wrong. He did have, remember those daily affirmation tapes he was using for a while?
Yeah.
I don't need to fit in with the coolest click. I have my own click. It's called compassion.
Oh, wow. And then remember how one of them got stuck, so we just kept listening to the same affirmation tape over and over and over.
Nobody can make me feel inferior without my feel inferior. Without my feel inferior.
Hey.
Wait, what's happening?
Hey. Are you talking about Plek?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Are you talking about his little pants in his eyes?
What?
Oh, when he had those pants wrapped around his eyes on Trace Degrasse.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
No.
Hey guys, are you talking about me?
Well, I'm sure you heard over the PA that we are, in fact, talking about you.
I was sitting in my room and I heard Bargy say, "Hey, are you guys talking about Plek?"
You know, other people would have taken the hint and stayed where they were.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you know, you guys can talk all you want. I'm fine.
We're not going to talk now that you're here.
No, that's...
You want me to go back in my room?
Takes all the fun out of it.
No, that's fine.
Hey, can I show a clip of the time Plek was wearing the pants in his eyes?
No, that's
what
it's about.
It's a clip.
I get out of here. What are you doing? You, that can't be true. I watched you die.
Plek, what? Is that an affirmation? I watched you die?
Sort of.
Oh, I thought you were joking and crazy. Okay, I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not satisfied. What?
Yeah, now I'm concerned.
It's just an affirmation. I watched you die. I feel better saying it, too.
How about this? What do you mean I watched you die? Who?
Are you sure that's me in that clip?
Am I sure the guy with the pants around his head?
Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah, I'm
we're very sure that's
that could
you.
Be anybody.
Could it?
No, it could not.
Listen, guys, you know, I commune with the space in ways that you don't understand, okay? I don't have to explain myself. I saved the galaxy, okay? I saved the galaxy.
We saved the galaxy.
Yes, you guys helped, but I fulfilled a prophecy that brought balance to the space.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got a care package from the little... A
care package?
Plek.
From Nermit?
Did you call Nermit Plek?
Okay. Oh yeah, it's a box.
Aren't you okay?
Are you muttering to yourself now?
Why is everyone muttering to themselves?
Yeah, we gotta get back.
Oh.
Okay, let's
pop this guy
open it up. Loader claw.
I knew that frame was gonna come in handy. Yeah. Oh, there's a little note inside.
Welcome to Nermit's care package.
Hey crew, I had a little downtime. I thought I'd gather up some things that there's like a chance you'd like. So these are some cookies that I made with what I could make out from the tear-soaked
Oh, no.
Cookie recipe of the late Dale.
Why would he do that? That's so weird. I don't think he has
the right to make
I think I missed some ingredients. It's still a liquid. Anyway, enjoy those or that.
Why would he send it?
Yeah, just wait till you get it right. We weren't expecting this.
And then I've gotten into the Flervian art of paper folding. So,
that's a little Garfun.
Oh, there's a boring alarm going off my audio recorder. What's that mean? What is a boring alarm?
No, he's just boring. He's working.
He's muttering to himself.
Why is there a countdown to the end? No, guys, there's lots of awesome stuff in there. I hope they fit you.
Well, it's very nice for him to send that package.
Oh, Sisu Gundu approved uniforms.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. This is just a blue spandex band that I'm just gonna put around my arm.
Oh, armor paint. Okay. Give me the code and it's just...
There
we go. Classic armor paint.
RGB.
This is the same color as Sisu's eyes.
Wow.
Okay, so everyone matches. Great. And then I'm gonna be wearing...
Oh, this captain's uniform is in its armor.
Wow, look at those.
Whoa.
Look
at those fringy shoulder things.
Ostentatious.
These are called epaulets.
Yeah, wow. Epaulets.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it fits.
Yeah, the fit is good.
Yeah.
Perfect. If Nerm was going to anybody's size, it was probably going to be yours.
Yeah, right. Inside and out. You look like one of the Beatlemen from that album.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Dar, I think you really pull it off.
Yeah.
Any chance there's a uniform for old PD in there?
Who's PD?
Black Deck Center?
Oh.
It's a bunch of shredded paper. Maybe that's your outfit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's like for shipping.
Packing material?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Shipping material. I love shipping material.
That makes sense.
Whee! Yay!
That's fun, Bargie.
Yeah, anyway, there's something really coming fast at me.
What?
It's a small little dingy thing.
Oh, it's an escape pod.
What?
Its transponder ID says it's from a ship called the Dusty Turtle?
Oh, poor Turtle.
What?
Do you know the Dusty Turtle?
I know good old Turtle. Yeah, I know Turtle. I was in an entourage back with Turtle back in the day. With E-Bot, Germax, yeah.
You were part of somebody else's entourage?
Yeah, you know,
There is an escape pod
hurtling towards us.
Can we, at C53, can we hail this escape pod?
Yes, absolutely.
Hello!
Oh.
My ship is, I really need a lot of help. My engine, it's exploded. The engine crystals.
No, crystal engine, very fragile.
I don't have nowhere to go. I need some help. Can I come in?
I'm the captain, and I say, come aboard. I'm sorry, the costume is doing something to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds very effective, Dirk.
Bargie, can we dock with this escape pod?
Pouring some gas out for Turtle.
Oh, no. We gotta keep
on going. Oh, Dirty. We had some good times. We were on yachts.
How big was the yacht?
Anyway, opening up my hatch.
I'm Melinda Jr.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
Melinda, are you all right?
I don't know. I think my legs are broken. I don't know. I can't.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Thank you for letting me come here.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Would you mind... Could you come into the pod and help me get out? I just need a little help.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I will need all of your help. I need all of you to kind
of...
Okay,
all
thank
of
you.
Yeah,
all of you guys.
No, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Oh, yeah,
if you could all kind of just get in there and get all my belongings.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure,
thanks so
much. Oh, a roller. This is a roller.
The roll, yeah.
Yeah, the roller one.
Okay.
Dar, can you help me with this one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. Hold on. Wait, I'm going to...
What frame is this?
Yeah.
Framed posters?
I'm gonna need to plant myself.
You gotta plant.
Hold on.
This is a lamp.
Frame posters. Actually, I feel like this ship is familiar. It's... Wait. Oh my rod.
Yes, I am the Bajiri. Oh,
my God. Wait, Ronda Jr., what happened to your ship? You were able to get all your stuff on the escape pod.
What? We can answer questions. I think we need all four of us to get this bureau out.
We really need that. If we could all four, please.
It's my ship now, Bargy. Here we go.
Wow, they went away so fast.
They went away really fast.
That was kind of rude.
It's not rude because I'm a huge fan. And also, this is what I do, okay?
Oh, no, I meant they would be rude to me.
Oh,
usually
you're right.
They say hello, they say goodbye. They say what the mission is. I usually stop paying attention, but...
They should have said bye. You're right.
Very rude.
Wow, this is the inside of Bargy. And guess what? It's all for Mama Melinda Jr.
Alright.
Okay, okay, let me just get the lay of the land here. We gotta get to the front.
I mean, I could give you a tour if you want. No one really asks for a tour. I mean,
I would actually love for you to give me a tour.
Alright, so where are we? You're currently in the entrance hatch. That is where Franco Badass had a heart attack.
Okay.
But then he got inspired to become a post-production supervisor.
Good. Wow. Okay. Can you show me the engine
room? It's the wall of all my regrets.
Okay, maybe I...
I've read all the movies I'm no longer proud of. If you put your hand on any single one, I will tell you at least for an hour or so exactly why I don't believe that movie was good.
Okay, well, I am... All right, this one right here, the...
Terror of...
I can't believe this.
We got duped!
Why did we all get into this escape pod at once?
Well, the bureau was very heavy.
It's a big-ass bureau.
No, I'm just saying, why did we all fall for it?
It just seems so genuine.
You guys are very helpful.
Right. I felt weird not helping. Also, can we pivot this bureau? Because I'm having trouble.
Yeah, it's pinned me. The bureau has pinned
me. She could have at least waited until the bureau got out.
I might be able to load this up a couple inches, get you out.
Oh, right.
Between the bureau, C-53's loader frame, and Dar, that's way more than should be in this escape pod.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
So who are we going to blame for this one?
Nobody needs to be blamed.
No, that's a good question, AJ.
Shut up!
What?
Are you telling me to shut up?
No,
I wasn't talking to you.
That's just one of my wry comments.
Right.
That's one of the things we love about you, Dar.
No. I'm sorry. I was thinking of something. I was daydreaming. That was not directly.
You shouted, shut up.
I
at full volume.
And then you repeated it, shut up.
Okay. And you kind of had like a far away. Was it just me, or did you have like kind of a far away?
I was looking out the porthole. That wasn't directed at any of you.
Then who was it directed at?
Myself.
That's remarkably self-aware for Clark. I don't think I buy it.
No, I'm not nothing. You're nothing.
Wow. Okay.
Just climb into one of these
drawers.
Okay.
At the bureau?
Yeah,
it's for the best.
I can't fit in one of
these.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
How am I going to... I'd have to...
Ow!
Can you hear us, Plek? Plek, can you hear us?
Okay, seems good.
Okay, that works. Okay, a side time.
What's going on?
What is going on?
And that's why it's been itching for a long time. I think it's due to bacteria.
I really appreciate the backstory, Bargy, and I am a huge fan, but I do have sort of some business to kind of get to.
Right.
So if you could kind of just show me to the engine room and, you know, just don't wait.
I usually don't do this, but hey, I'm the only one here. Incoming
wait,
message
what?
From Burfin Avenue.
Hey, guys. It's mission time. Hello?
Oh, hi. Hey, mission time. Here I am.
I'm so sorry. I must have the wrong number.
No. It's correct. I'm Melinda Jr. and I...
I was calling for the crew. I'm so sorry.
I am the crew.
I am the crew. How are you?
Yes. They were all wearing blue suits, right?
So they left. No. I have a mission.
Yeah, and I'll take it.
Who are you?
I'm Melinda Jr.
Okay.
There's no senior. Bargy and I are really good friends, okay. And I'm the only one on the ship, and that's great.
We just met, and she says she's the captain now.
Okay, Bargy is so
that
funny.
Bargy
is
seems
so
very
funny.
Bad.
Wait, what is that? What
that's
is that?
That's his horse hat.
It's just horse hat?
Yeah, I know. It could have been a better name. But what are you
gonna... Yeah, I mean, that's embarrassing.
Oh, it is one of horse hat's wake windows. Okay, horse hat, I need you to go back in your room. That's right. Hi there. Okay, pirate. Now you are not the captain of Bargy. And what
you
you're gonna
knock it off, because I got some collateral now. I got horse hat here.
No.
I got Bargy, okay.
Horse hat, go back in your room.
My mission, I'm taking this baby and Bargy, and I'm going to Macklemore's planet.
No, you will not.
I'm going to Macklemore's planet.
No, that is dangerous. Don't go there.
That's where I wanted to go. I'm going to be a millionaire.
Bargy, why is your good friend kidnapping Horse Hat?
Hey, we just met. First of all, they're a fan. They're not a good friend.
Okay. You listen to me, Melinda Jr. without a senior.
What?
You've kidnapped my child. Sort of mine.
Huh.
You've hijacked Bargy.
All right.
I may not be there on the ship, but I have a very particular set of administrative skills.
He hung up.
Wow. I felt nothing.
I will destroy you!
Wow. Okay. Definitely not letting him out now.
No. Keep him in there.
You want
me? I stopped you once, I can do it again.
What are you doing right now?
I'm inside of a drawer. A robot put me inside, and I'm in a drawer that's inside the escape pod, and we don't know where that's going. But that's not like a metaphor for my whole thing. That's a separate circumstance to this. Yeah, okay, you're gonna listen to me, okay? I'm gonna figure out what the All Weed is, and I'm gonna destroy it.
Well, in regards to the escape pod situation...
Right, we're stranded.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the transmitter in the pod here is pretty weak. I don't think we're going to be able to broadcast out very far. I don't think there's a great chance of anyone hearing us.
What if I yell?
Sure, what? Yeah, yes, what if...
Hey!
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Hey!
Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
My torso seems to be vibrating.
Oh, you're gonna blow up, or?
No, that's just a new sensation for me. I don't think I've been in a frame.
I can.
Does anyone?
Does anyone want to answer that?
Sure. Answer.
I mean, I doubt you'll have to pick up the handset. It's a pretty old motor train. Just pick it up and listen
to it. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Where do I hold... How do I...
Hello? Upside down.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, hi. Who's calling?
It's Nermit.
Nermit?
Hi, it worked.
Oh, Lizard.
Oh, Nermit.
It worked.
Oh, this is such a relief.
Nermit, how did you get this number?
So, I've saved these old binders of manifests of everything that's been aboard Bargy over the years, and I found the serial number of the loader droid. Every single one of them had a transponder number, so why is this boring alarm going off?
Wow, it looks like it's working really well.
So, as I was saying, the managers of warehouses would need to reach out to their loader shut off, you alarm! Anyway, I got a hold of you guys. Wait, where's Black?
Oh, Plex in this drawer here.
In the drawer? Oh, wow, he's really folded up in there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Have you learned your lesson?
I guess so. I mean...
Jeez, you've already exacted punishment in this tiny new society?
Well, you weren't here.
Yeah, you weren't here, Norman. You don't know what it's like.
Okay.
Pod rules.
Okay, I get it. It's a tense situation. You're crammed in there, and Melinda Jr. has Horse Hat hostage.
Horse hat. Yeah, the big baby.
No, we've been very worried.
Yeah, junk.
No, we're all very, very sad and stressed out.
I know, it's a tough situation. We're gonna get Horse Hat back.
We've been thinking about the baby this entire time.
Me too.
Always concerned about that. giant-ass baby.
Guys, I'm diving back into my spreadsheets. I'm going to figure this out.
All right, Dermot.
How do I hang this up?
You literally hang it up on the little thing.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's weird for me, too.
Listen, Bargie, I got to level with you, okay? I saw those guys, right? Get on the escape pod. They did not say goodbye to you. Do they care about you?
I mean, I'd like to think they do.
I mean, we all would like to think that.
We don't necessarily say, like, I like you, I love you, I care for you.
And you know what I think? I think we got to ditch these guys. And I think I think you and me go to Macklemore's planet. We get so much croon, okay? You can't even believe the amount of croon. There's no emperor now, okay? There's barely any security on Macklemore's planet. I know how to get through the back door. I know the security codes. Nobody's regulating this stuff anymore, okay? We get in there, and we get all the croon we want.
I mean, yeah. Listen, yeah. I am here with you. Recently, I have been in a lot of therapy. Uh-huh. Very cheap therapy because I don't have the croon to pay for it.
Huh.
Hey! Should I make a pro con list to decide if this situation is pro or con?
Yes.
Yeah, my therapist is a yes no robot. They're very cheap.
No.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna make a pro con list right now.
Okay, why don't I give you some pros? Pro, money.
Hold on. Pro. Oh. Underscore.
Friendship.
Money. Okay. No, who's friendship?
You and I have a friend. It doesn't matter. I don't think that matters, actually.
Oh, I'll put it on both pro and con, friendship. Because friendship is a very difficult thing. I just need one thing on one of the sides to really help me decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bargie? Pro. What if I sang you a song?
A duet? Like, Beano and I used to do?
You want me to sing the duet?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. The sky and the fall together at last. Okay, wait, you're asleep?
I'm asleep.
What? No, I didn't know that put you asleep.
Listen, guys, I know there's a lot going on, but I gotta level with you. I'm being psychically contacted by the Allweed. It sounds like the Emperor, it sounds like Beano talking at the same time. They're taunting me. They won't tell me what they're doing. They don't tell me anything. They just
back in the drawer. Back in the drawer. Back in the drawer. Back.
No, it's true.
It's calling it again.
Hello? Yes.
Three.
I'm getting close.
Two.
To what?
A solution.
Okay.
So I gotta pop this over here, and I gotta twist this right on here. No, you will do it, Norman. You will. You get it. Get it, big boy.
Are
get
you
it.
Muttering? Get it yourself.
Get it, little daddy. You get it. Huh? You
see it?
Huh?
I'm asleep.
Oh, wait.
I'm asleep.
If Bargie's asleep,
I'm asleep.
Can just hotwire this ship and make it go to Macklemore's planet. Okay, horse hat. We're gonna be all right, buddy.
Yeah.
You're gonna see the most amount of croon you've ever seen in your rod danged life.
Yeah.
If you want to stay there, you can. I don't care. You're kind of like a free agent. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, I'm gonna get to the engine room. Okay, there it is. Okay, here we go. We are in business, baby. Let's go, horse hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm taking the coil and I'm gonna put it into the motivator, and that's what's gonna override the controls here. So that's why we're gonna be able to go. You know. All right. Yeah. No. And then we're gonna take that. Yeah. That's exactly it. And that's gonna also help us get into hyperspeed. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Why? Why would I not do this? Quick cash, all right? Quick cash, we're in and we're out, and it's easy. You're gonna see the croon falling from the sky, and we're not gonna be worried about our no good, no around parents, okay? This is Macklemore, okay? Nobody cares what happens to him. Why am I so angry? I'm a junior without a senior. What do you think?
Bargy is not going to be mad. When she wakes up, Bargy is going to be happy that she's in a beautiful planet with a bunch of money, okay? I am... Of course the wire goes there. That's where this... Yeah, this, I know that this wire goes together. Okay, then where do you think it goes?
No.
You put it in there.
Well, yeah, I guess...
You're right. Okay, I guess you're right. Thank you, Horsehat.
Guys, let me out.
So, you know what? We're sorry. We shouldn't be using that as a punitive measure.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine, and I'm just gonna keep it to myself.
Yeah, just like that affirmation you would always do for me.
Everything's fine. I'm gonna keep it to myself. And there's nothing to keep to myself because everything's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna check the phone here.
Hello,
Norman.
Hello.
Hey.
All right. At my signaling, I need you to brace yourselves, because you're going to have a very quick course correction.
What is happening?
All right, so these escape pods are programmed to blast straight to the nearest planet, okay?
Right.
But I tapped into Bargy, and I know that Bargy has been overridden and is headed to, unfortunately, Macklemore's planet.
Oh, boy. Dominion of... My course to need Lamore?
Yeah.
Better known as Macklemore.
I've heard about that guy.
Yeah.
What does he do again?
He's a money producer.
What does that mean?
Sometimes someone just mints it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone
had to make currency for the Emperor.
Yeah, but Macklemore's planet is not the closest planet to the escape pod. So, how do we get the escape pod to go there? What I've done is I've sent out beacons that make it seem like all the nearer planets have been destroyed in epic catastrophes.
Whoa.
Wait, a good way to do that.
Who else sees those beacons besides this escape pod?
They're universal, obviously.
No, you can't.
Faking
the destruction of a number of planets.
I'll undo them. I'll send out a psych. I'll send out a JK.
Send out a JK?
Yeah, you should always send a JK. 3, 2, 1.
It's even better than I thought. Here we are. Horsehat. Okay, all we gotta do is hop the fence and put in the code here and we... What? You're not staying on the ship. Horsehat, you can use money. Yes, you...
Okay. All right, this is ridiculous.
How is good now?
Good news for you, Bargy.
What?
Welcome to Macklemore.
Okay. I did,
but I did it for your own good.
You're not the first, I'll say that. Jorben Petinko did that to me once.
You know what?
And he took me to the planet of sin.
You know what?
Oh, wow, we had a crazy time then. Let me tell you about
the very beginning. Bargy, I'm going to leave you here, and I'm going to go get the money, okay?
Wait a sec. You said there were no gods, but I see one god.
He's nothing. I'll go talk to him, okay? I'll just go talk to him.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Hey, so, I know some people inside, and
oh.
I...
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you know?
Tom.
Oh, yeah, isn't that?
So, is it chill if I just kind of... I have a code and stuff, so.
I mean, Emperor's gone. It's like, yeah,
I
why
know.
Not? But, like, are you sure you know Tom?
Yeah, Tom and I go, like, way back.
What's this giant baby doing here?
Don't worry about...
The big baby.
Please, don't worry about them.
So let me get this straight. You're traveling around the galaxy with just you and a ship and a baby, and you just leave the baby? You want to see Tom, and you're just going to leave a baby on a...
The thing is that this isn't my baby. I couldn't care less.
It's not even your baby?
Okay, here, it would be crazy.
You're going around the galaxy with not your baby?
Okay, just hear me out. It's a baby I found. It's not a big deal.
Wait, what?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, where's the baby's parents?
Baby is fine. It's a big baby.
Listen, I was cool when you seen Tom, but now with this baby thing, it's like, get down on the ground.
Do you want... No, man!
Get on the ground.
No, what's that?
Really? His name is Arson?
I didn't name him.
Huh? I'm not AJ. I'm ZT-115.
Nice work.
Oh, now the no-gods.
Now there's no guards. Yep, so here I go. Son of a rod! What are you doing here?
I believe this bureau is yours. Oh.
Did you find all the rocks in there?
Is that what's in here?
A bunch of rocks.
I could have told you that.
Would have never been able to lift it anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a lover, John. I think all I right. could have got my arms around it.
Don't try to be.
Ever since you got a load of joy, you're like,
give this a shot. we have way more important things to do.
Don't rush me.
The bureau down.
What are you saying? You can't lift it?
No, I'm not saying that.
I can lift.
Well, even with all four of us, it was very hard to lift.
We have more important things. Oh, she's running away.
Don't cry.
No, oh. Melinda Jr. is getting away. AJ, get her.
All right.
No.
Tackle. Submission hold. Tap out, bro.
I'm tapping out.
Where are you tapping? I have armor on, so you're going to have to tap hard.
Tap me on your face.
Oh, okay. Now I see the fingers. All right, you're out.
Listen, Melinda Jr., no senior.
Sam.
You tricked us. You hijacked our ship. And then you made us come to Macklemore.
Oh, you also kidnapped
us. And also you kidnapped my baby.
Did I hijack the ship? Barely. Because Bargee does not feel satisfied with the way you left her.
No.
I was disappointed. You left without saying goodbye.
She's gone.
Oh, where
about? Oh, AJ, why'd you let her go?
She tapped out. That's the rule.
You know what, guys? Can we get out of here?
She didn't say goodbye either.
Guys, it was nothing. I mean,
I gotta say, seriously, you saved the day.
You administrated the heck out of that situation.
Nermit, you saved us. You saved Bargee. You saved the crew. That was incredible.
You saved everybody.
Oh, yeah. I saved Horsehat.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Totally.
Of course. Yeah.
No, we were all thinking
Nermit, you're not just a great teen mom. Yeah. You're a great dad.
Thank you. So I've printed out, this is just like about 20 pages. I'm going to explain more about how I did the pod thing.
Can you email that to us?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Cool.
So, your mission.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wow, yeah, I hadn't even...
Yep.
Oh, Captain Dar, I have an incoming distress call from Melinda Jr.
Okay.
Hey, what up, losers? Did you guys know there's no money on Macklemore's planet?
Yeah, we could have told you
that's
that.
That's what you sent a distress signal about?
Yeah, because I need some money, and I feel like we kind of had a connection, and I'm wondering, can you help me out? I need some money.
I'm not, yeah, I don't think.
You know, a horse hat?
Dog.
They're in.
I don't think that's what that means.
That's what they said. Not. They're in.
No,
they're
I don't
in.
Think that's what no. that means.
All right, well, you know what?
Do you need some help?
Yeah, I do need some help.
We gotta save her.
Yeah, I need a lot of help. AJ. Okay, AJ.
Send the escape pod.
Melinda,
we'll pick it up.
Junior, best of luck. I'd love to say it was great meeting you, but I don't think so.
It was. Okay, okay. And I'm the one that is hanging up. Bye.
She hung up her own distress call.
I didn't finish my story.
Yeah, Bargee, you know what?
And then we went to the Guava Island of treacherous, malicious actions.
Whoa.
Not a very popular destination.
Yeah, it's a nightclub.
What story is it?
But the drinks were super
one of them.
Spicy.
Yeah.
And that's what Gerald and I decided we should become exclusive. Not relationship-wise, but emotionally. Still let you... engine and hull just go with others.
Sure.
Slap fast and ball back and forth, hatch to hatch. Wow.
Without my feelings, even without my feelings.
Good day, I'm Weezer Tip Top, and
The galaxy is in a state of mourning for the three worlds destroyed in the Zix Squadron earlier today. Oh, this just in. JK. JK.
Five. Credits and attributions droid commencing. Outro protocol. Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barge the Ship was played by Mujan Zolfagari. Teen Mom Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. AJ, ZT-115, and the Awi were played by Winston Knoll. Melinda Jr., without a senior, was played by special guest Becky Shacoin. Becky is an actor, writer, and comedian in Brooklyn who has appeared on shows like Mr. Robot, The Blacklist, and The Other Two. She is half of the comedy duo Girls with Brown Hair, who wrote and starred in the digital series Shop Talk on ComedyCentral.com. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Becky Shacoin. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famed Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra with additional performance by the Chime Street Brass Quintet. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian J by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Welcome back to Fireside Chat on KMAX. With me in studio to take your calls is the dopest duo on the West Coast, Oliver Wong and Morgan Rhodes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm looking for a music podcast that's insightful and thoughtful, but like also helps me discover artists and albums that I've never heard of.
Yeah, man. Sounds like you need to listen to Heat Rocks. Every week, myself and I'm Morgan Rhodes and my co-host here, Oliver Wong, talk to influential guests about a canonical album that has changed their lives.
Guests like Moby, Open Mike Eagle, talk about albums by Prince, Joni Mitchell, and so much more.
Yo, what's that show called again?
Heat Rocks, deep dives into hot records.
Every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one...
Weather?
One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, the song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
So we liked your pirate.
So I think the pirate pitch is the one that we really.
What
liked.
Was that one again?
Let me. Look
you write everything in a fever dream.
I truly, yeah. I don't know. I was like, yeah. The pretend to need help. Okay.
Yeah, the distress call. Yeah, Melinda Jr.
Melinda Jr.
A space pirate.
Great name.
I pretend to be stranded in my ship, but as soon as someone comes to help, I hijack their ship and steal their stuff.
Perfect.